USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the situation with Russia is unlikely to change in the immediate future. This as meetings are set to take place in Geneva this week with Russia. Blinken telling ABC News the two paths presented to Russia will be put to the test during the talks.
One is through diplomacy and dialogue. The other is through deterrence and massive consequences for Russia if it renews its aggression against Ukraine.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is hopeful schools will be open on Monday. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Lightfoot expressing confidence that her administration would be able to reach a deal with the teachers' union thanks to the unprecedented support of parents. Kids have not been in school in Chicago since last Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Supreme Court is weighing the legality of President Biden's federal vaccine mandate. More than a dozen states are suing the White House, saying these requirements are unconstitutional and are devastating their communities. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has been tasked with implementing these mandates for businesses. But Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt says that's not their job.
OSHA was created to make sure forklifts beep when they back up, not to force the vaccination of, you know, almost 100 million Americans.
South Dakota Republican Senator Mike Rounds says Congress should not concern itself with anti-Trump legislation.
This is not going to be up to members of the United States Senate or the House, in my opinion.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, the South Dakota Republican explaining that he doesn't believe lawmakers should try to pass a law prohibiting the former president from running for office. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
NASA with the announcement of a successful rocket launch on Sunday.
NASA says it successfully launched a research rocket off the Virginia coast at midnight Eastern. The launch was visible along most of the East Coast. That suborbital rocket, part of an experiment on soft X-rays, which can cause disturbances in the Earth's atmosphere and disrupt radio communications, as well as GPS navigation. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Voters will head to the polls in November for an important midterm election that could turn the tide of power in Congress. At least 25 Democrats announced they won't seek re-election, and Minnesota Republican Congressman Tom Emmer is confident in the GOP's chances.
We've got great candidates. We've got a record number already that have filed across the country, even though it's a redistricting year. We're almost $50 million ahead in our fundraising pace from 2 years ago. And the Biden administration, whether it's inflation, whether it's crime, whether it's the incompetence of the border, they give us plenty for the messaging side.
Republicans need to pick up 5 seats to win control in the House. Democrats are featuring the January 6th Capitol riots in their pitch to voters, warning history will repeat itself if Republicans are in control of Congress, and argue their agenda will help the middle class. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.